Every major leap in biotechnology starts as a precarious idea, but a theoretical discovery holds little value on its own. To prove it works, you have to physically build it. This creates a catch-22 for biotech founders. You need hard scientific proof to convince someone to fund your idea, but you need significant funding to generate that proof in the first place. The financial barriers to validation are high. Testing a biological hypothesis requires sterile laboratory space, specialized equipment, and expensive raw materials. Without an initial injection of capital, many scientific theories are abandoned before they can ever be tested. Most founders look toward venture capital to bridge this gap, but seeking private investors at the idea stage leads to equity dilution. Founders are forced to sell off ownership of their company just to pay for their first experiments. Because unproven ideas are high risk, investors demand disproportionately large shares of the company. As external capital connects, the founder's ownership splinters. This leaves the creator with a dilemma: stop the science to find a way to pay the bills, or lose control of the invention entirely. The current financial ecosystem often forces scientists to choose between their ownership and their research before they even reach the starting line. To solve this, BIRAC, under the Department of Biotechnology, established the Biotechnology Ignition Grant, or BIC. It functions as a bridge designed to bypass the equity trap. BIC provides non-dilutive funding. This means the innovator receives capital for their research without surrendering any percentage of ownership in their company. The grant offers a financial ceiling of up to 50 lakh rupees. This capital provides a research runway of up to 18 months. The funds are released in milestone-linked installments. You receive the next portion of the grant only after you reach specific scientific goals. Rather than a simple cash injection, BIC functions as an 18-month financial shield, allowing founders to focus on science rather than survival. The scheme is open to both individual researchers and early-stage biotech startups. For registered companies or LLPs to be eligible, they must be under 5 years old. There is also a national requirement. The entity must maintain at least 51% Indian ownership. The grant covers the specific costs required for validation, including prototype development, patenting fees, limited market research, and founder salaries. Ultimately, this makes the BIC program a highly specific incubation filter, targeting only the essential components necessary to reach a successful proof of concept. You apply for the grant directly through the official BIRAC portal during an active call. Submission requires a clear write-up of your biotech idea, your specific proof of concept goal, and a projected 18-month budget. You may also include optional documents, like an incorporation certificate for startups or identity proof for individual founders. Applying is entirely free. BIRAC does not charge application fees, and approved incubators do not charge to process the submission. Because the process is free, be cautious of unauthorized consultants or middlemen requesting commissions for success. On the official portal, these predatory offers are unnecessary. Success is based on the scientific merit of your idea and the clarity of your proposal. The BIRAC Biotechnology Ignition Grant provides the necessary structure to bridge the gap between a vulnerable theory and a validated, founder-owned proof of concept.